When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I am your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness, across all social media platforms. This is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice. I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims, survivors, and the thrivers of said disorder. Today's episode is going to be what I call Narcissist and the Pursuit of Happiness. Pursuing happiness, chasing happiness. What do you mean by pursuit of happiness? You talking about the Will Smith movie, Lee? No, I'm not talking. Well, it's kind of a reference to that movie because that movie inspired this episode. You know, the title of the movie inspired the episode, not, you know, because of his journey. Well, kind of his journey as well. I'm babbling. But yeah, pursuit of happiness. Narcissists are chasing happiness, contentment, and joy. They just are. We're not empty inside. I know people are just like, you're empty inside, Lee. I can just see it. You're hollow. If you jump up and down, we would hear your heart rattling around in your chest like our old robot, like the Tin Man from like the Tin Man from Wizard of Oz. You're the Tin Man, Lee. You're the Tin Narcissist Man. You're the Tin Man Narcissist. But we're not empty inside like that, y'all. We feel like we need more. Like we feel like we're missing something. We're not empty. We're just not full. You see what I'm saying? We're not empty. We're just not complete. I feel like I'm not complete. And I feel like not all narcissistic people might feel very similar to what I feel. You're like, we're chasing happiness. We just are. Whatever, that's what narcissists, why do they keep cheating on me? They're chasing happiness. They are. They're trying to find something that makes them feel good. Why are they addicted to this substance? Why do they have such an addictive personality? They're chasing happiness. Why do they keep changing jobs? They're chasing happiness. They're chasing joy. I don't think they're chasing happiness. It's really the pursuit of joy and contentment. Because narcissists, we can be happy, but happiness is fleeting. Simon Sinek, motivational speaker, amazing, excellent speaker. Like, dear Lord, I love Simon Sinek. He said, you know, there's a difference between happiness and joy and contentment. Happiness is fleeting. Happiness comes and goes. You can feel like narcissists can feel happy in the moment. Like I can be happy like, damn, I graduated from college. I got a degree. I hit 100,000 subs on YouTube. I got 1 million followers on TikTok. Those are happy moments, but it's fleeting. It comes and goes quickly. I'm happy. I'm like, woo, I got my college degree. And then as soon as I hit the bottom step off the stage, it's kind of like, what's next? I know. And it can get extremely frustrating when you're dealing with narcissistic people, toxic people, and things like that. It can be extremely frustrating when you're dealing with that type of stuff, y'all. Like as a narcissist, this is not like don't take this episode as a reason to feel sorry for the narcissistic person in your life that's treating you terribly. Don't do that. You can empathize, but you don't have to go back to them if y'all broken up. You can empathize, but you don't have to stay with them if you plan on leaving because after this video, I'm not trying to get you to feel sorry for the person. I'm just trying to give you some understanding that maybe can help you heal and leave and understand what you went through. Not for you keep you there and have hope. Don't have hope for me, dear Lord. Don't do that. You know what I mean? Lee Hammack gave me hope and I stayed and got sent to heaven. Don't do that. Don't take hope from me in a dangerous ass relationship. If you leave, still protect yourself. Anyway, you know what I mean? But don't like, it's the pursuit. Like Simon Sinek said, happiness is in the moment. It's quick. It's fleeting. Narcissists can be happy. You'll see them smile. You're like, oh, we were happy on my wedding day. But then the wedding day was so happy at first, but then the end of the night, the honeymoon, they, you know, broke up with me. He's talking about filing for divorce on the honeymoon night. Or, you know, on a plane, on a car ride home, he's talking about filing for divorce. He don't know why he did it. She don't know why she did it. You know what I mean? I thought it was just cold feet. No, narcissists, the moments of happiness are truly fleeting, y'all. They come and go. It's so frustrating not to be completely happy and fulfilled. It just comes and goes. But Lee, don't your kids make you happy? That's different right there, y'all. I love my kids to death. I'll do anything for my kids. I'm working on myself because I know it affects my kids in the pot. I'm not doing it for my kids. I'm working on myself because I know it has a positive effect on my kids. You know what I mean? But I love my kids. But like the contentment is joy. Happiness is quick. Joy is long lasting happiness. It's damn near permanent happiness. It's contentment. It's happy. It's prolonged happiness, extended happiness. That's why you see a lot of narcissists and toxic people coping with alcohol and, you know, illegal substances and things like that, because they're chasing happiness, y'all. And it's crazy not to be able to be happy no matter what you do. Why do you keep cheating on me? I thought you loved me. Like, narcissistic people are very, very good at compartmentalization. So they can actually think that they love you and cheat on you. And they'll rationalize it within our, we'll rationalize it within ourselves. Like, compartmentalization is like different boxes in the brain. You're in this box right here. The person he's cheating with, or she's cheating with, is in this box right here. They can go over there and get their cheeks clapped, or clap some cheeks, and come right back over here to you and feel like they still love you. Because this has nothing to do with this. Y'all are two separate boxes. But both of this box and this box are both geared towards trying to make that narcissistic person happy. Trying to find some type of happiness in their existence. Some type of joy in their existence. It just catered towards that. It's geared towards that. It's the pursuit of happiness, y'all. We are chasing happiness. People see my platform. You must be super proud of yourself, y'all. I hit these goals. I hit this goal. Like, right now on TikTok, right? This is funny right now because I'm about to hit another goal on TikTok here soon. You know, I'm about to officially, you know, it says 1.5 million people on my TikTok. So I'm about to officially hit that. But, you know, I'm at 1,499,821 people. You see, you can't really see it. So I have 179 people left to go to hit 1.5 million officially. I'll be happy. Like, damn, that's a crazy goal. I have 1.5 million people that follow me on TikTok. But then I'm like, what's next? How do I get to 200,000? Why don't I have 200,000? I'm married to a beautiful woman. I have three beautiful kids. Why can't I have two beautiful women? Why can't I have three? Why do I have to settle for one? I'm just telling y'all, it's a chase. They're chasing happiness. They're trying to fulfill themselves. With narcissistic people, I would describe it like, here you go right here. Imagine this crock is a cup. This is imagine pouring water into this crock right here. Will this crock ever fill up? You see the holes on the front? You see the holes on the top? Will this crock ever fill up with water? If I pour it, I can pour the water in here. I can pour it in down here. Will this crock ever fill up with water? No, this is how I feel. A lot of narcissistic people feel on the inside. We're trying to figure it out. We're trying to fill this empty cup, right? We're trying to fill this holy cup with water. It is never be filled. You like, maybe if I pour, maybe this is how people think, this is how I think. If I pour the water fast enough at an increased speed, I can fill it up for a quick moment. Because all the water can't run out at the same time. I can fill it up really quick. You try to put it, the faster you pour it in, the faster it comes out the holes. I'm just saying, y'all. That's how it feels internally sometimes as a narcissistic person. And again, don't feel sorry for me. I know people are like, we don't feel sorry for you. We hate you. You're a demon. Why would we feel sorry for a demon? You deserve what you get. Blah, 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 blah. Cool. That's how kind of you. How empath of you. again, y'all, that just goes to show you that every single person that ends up with a narcissist is not a good person. I know people just want to be under the guise that every person that ends up with a narcissist is an empath. I'll be damned. No, not every person that ends up with a narcissist is an empath. Yeah, I'll just put that out there. Not every person that ends up with a narcissist is a good person. Just put that out there. Some people be cheating on narcissists, and then you get mad. It's just like, they won't let it go. They hold it against me forever. Will it ever get better? No. Neither here nor there. But yeah, it really is the pursuit of hell. It really is chasing that happiness high. There's a high when you get those moments of happiness, when you hit these goals and things like that. There is a moment of a high that you probably see your narcissistic person feel. They feel high. They're like, yes, I did it. I can't believe I did. I can't believe I made it. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, what's next? It's always what's next. It's living in the moment is so tough. It can be super extremely frustrating, y'all, to want to live in the moment, to try your hardest to live in the moment, but you can't because you're always searching and wanting more. You're always looking for more. You're always asking for more. You're always thinking about more. What's next? How can I make myself happier? How can I feel this way again? What am I doing? So a lot of times narcissistic people are here cheating, trying to make themselves happy. They're doing drugs and drinking, trying to make themselves happy. They're partying, trying to make themselves happy. The continual happiness escapes narcissists. Joy escapes narcissists, y'all. I just had to put that out there. Joy does escape most narcissists and most toxic people. It just does. It's not me making it up off the top of my head. Ask your local neighborhood narcissist, the one that's probably in your back room, in your bedroom right now. Yeah, go ask them. Do you feel joy? Well, when was the last time you experienced joy? I don't know. There you go. Happiness is fleeting. Joy and contentment are long lasting. Long lasting happiness escapes narcissists. I can feel happy in the moment. You probably see your narcissist smiling and being happy in the moment, but then when that happiness goes away, it angers them. It frustrates them. And most narcissistic people don't understand why they're angry after they be happy. You have moments of happiness and then the thought is followed by anger because they don't know why they're angry now. I was just happy 5 minutes ago. Why the hell am I mad now? Because you're angry because you can't sustain that happiness. You're angry because you can't sustain that happiness. And I feel like this one thing that therapy has kind of helped me with is sustaining the happiness for a little bit longer. Being more apt to be able to live in the moment. You know what I mean? So, like I said, narcissism types of people are going to do that. They're going to make themselves, they're going to paint this picture of themselves and things like that. So, y'all had to hop over here. Look, y'all, I had to make a couple quick announcements. Live in-person meet and greet in Austin, Texas, October the 18th. October the 15th in Austin, Texas. It's going to be a live in-person meet and greet. We're also going to do a special thing where we do a live in-person Q&A. There's going to be a meet and greet session. And there's going to be like a 2-3 hour live in-person Q&A panel discussion. So all this stuff is coming soon. Austin, Texas area, Dallas, Texas, Houston, wherever y'all going to be at. Come to Austin, Texas, October the 15th. We're going to be there, meet and greet. Stay tuned for more. Like and subscribe for more. And as always, y'all, mental illness is out. Peace.